This week is Ches Tes and Yud Teves. Shloisha Yemei Choshech, the Gemara says. We know that the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, Tzoyim HaRavi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaShvi, V'tzoyim HaAsiri, Yiyah LeBeis Yehuda, L'Sosoin U'L'Simcha, U'L'Mayadim Toivim, V'ha'emes, V'asholim Ehovu. Chazal learned out that Midivrei Kabbalah, the Zechiv of a Tzoyim, Tzoyim HaRavi is the fourth month, which is Tammuz, alluding to Yudzai in Tammuz. Tzoyim HaChamishi, Chodesh Av, is Tisha B'Av. Tzoyim HaShvi is the Tzoyim Gedalia of Chodesh Tishrei. The Tzoyim HaAsiri is the Tzoyim in Chodesh, HaAsiri in Chodesh Tevis. But the emes is, the Gemara says in Chodesh Tevis, there are really a few days of Choshech. There's Ches, Tes, and Yud. Ches Tevis was the day that Talmai HaMelech made a gezerah that they should be metargim the Torah into Shar L'Shoinis. And that brings Choshech to the world, because Torah b'Loshon HaKodesh, with the Loshon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah is Shmoysev Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that Avada has an oyer of Torah. But when you metargim the Torah, not al pidem esayir, that brings on Choshech. That was Ches Tevis. Tes Tevis, it says, we don't even know. The Torah says we don't know what happened. Although the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch ask, it's Mefurish in the Slichus, that on Tes Tevis was Nifter Ezra HaSoifer. It could be that in the Svardi Slichus, it says that Ezra HaSoifer was Nifter on Asara B'Tevis. So therefore, according to them, we don't know what exactly happened on Tisha B'Tevis. But according to the Ashkenazi Slichus, the Piyut says that Ezra HaSoifer was Nifter on Tes Tevis. There's another pshat that Oysa HaIsh was Noilad on Tes Tevis. I once heard a different pshat, that we know that Shiva Osir B'Tamuz, the emesis that was only in the second Beis HaMikdash. But in the first Beis HaMikdash, it really happened on Tes Tamuz. And we know that the Chodshi Ashana, the six Chodoshim, there's a parallel between Tishrei and Nisan and Cheshvin and Iyar v'chulei. A lot of dates, Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, Yud Nisan and Yud Tishrei. There are various days that have a parallel. Maybe Tes Tevis, hiddenly, is connected Tes Tamuz. And the third day was Asar B'Tevis, that the Matzar on Yerushalayim started. So we have Ches, Tes, and Yud, 3 days of Choshech. The emesis, the Gemara brings, that there's a fourth day, Hey Tevis. Rab Shimon holds that the Tzoyim HaAsiri is not referring to Ches, Tes, and Yud, but it's referring to Hey Tevis. When the Besura came to the Goyla, that there was the Chorban, it came afterwards, it came a Besura on Hey Tevis, that there was a Besura of the Chorban. The Chasam Sofer says, there's a Lashon that it says, by Nigei Batim in Parshas Metzora, Acharei Hitiach Es Habayis. Hitiach is the letters Hey, Yud, Tes, and Ches. Those are the 4 days, Be'etzim, in Chodesh Tevis. 3 days in a row, Ches, Tes, and Yud, and also Hey. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon of Hey. We paskin that the Ikr Tzoyim of Tzoyim HaAsiri is on Asara B'Tevis, connected to Motzer on Yerushalayim. The emes is, there's a remez. By Chanukah we say, Ner Ish Ubeisoy. And there's a remez that Ner Ish Ubeisoy is a remez for Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves. Why? Ches is Ner. Ner is that the Torah who had to be the Torah, which is Oyer, which is Ner, had to be Meturgim into other Lashoinus that felt in the Ner. Tes Tevis, as we mentioned, is Oysoy HaIsh, Ish, Ner Ish. Ubeisoy, there was a Motzer on the Beis HaMikdash, on Yerushalayim and on the Beis HaMikdash. So Ches, Tes, and Yud is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. It's interesting, according to Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, he holds that the Ikr Tzoyim is on Hey Tevis. There's a story once with the Koizhig lover. He was a big Eloy in Poland. He was a Ram in the Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, and he once visited an Eretz Yisrael. This is in the 1920s or the 1930s, and he was once visiting an Eretz Yisrael, and on Hey Tevis, he was by Miron, by Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, and he said, Avad, we have to fast. By Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon sheet is that the Ikr Tzoyim is on Hey Tevis. By Rab Shimon, Avad, we have to fast on Hey Tevis. A Beladinetz Kepaskin, that the Ikr Tzoyim is on Yud Tevis. Now we know that the Sfarim explain that the Neiris of Chanukah that we lit go start in Chodesh Kislev, but they enter into Chodesh Tevis. And the truth is, there are 36 Neiris. If you go according to Mahadrim and Mahadrim, 36 Neiris, the Sfarim explain, is Be'etzem 36 days from Chof Hei Kislev. 36 days goes through the entire Chodesh Tevis into Shvat even. Or Becholif, and even if it's just 8 days of Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah go into Chodesh Tevis and they light up. The oyer of the Lamed Vav Neirois are supposed to light up these days of Choshech. We know that Chazal say that the Eibush that saw that the oyer that he created, Bisheshis Yimei Bereshis, It's not roy for the be for this for the bria, and it was gonzoi letzadikim lasid lava. He was going as the R. But where was he going as the R? He was going as the R in the lamid vav neiros of Hanukkah. He was going as the R in the lamid vav mesechtis of Talmud Bavli of Gemara. He was going as the R in the lamid vav tzadikim in the nishmasan of the lamid vav tzadikim. So the R was gonuz for the tzadikim lasid lava. Now people make a mistake. They think lasid lava means when Mashiach is going to come. No. In the Tchilas HaBriya, the Rabbi Nishlam was going as the R, then, way back in the beginning of the Briya, for the Tzaddikim that are in the future, meaning in the past and in the present, that are going to come from the Tchilas HaBriya. The Tzaddikim always see the R. The R was in the Lamed Vav Neiris, in the Lamed Vav Mesechtois, and this is the R that's supposed to light us up during the Tunkel Agolas, the Yemei HaChoyshech of Ches, Tes, and Yud Tamuz. What's supposed to light us up is Taka, the Lamed Vav Neiris of Chanukah is supposed to light us up. We're supposed to get Ha'ora from the Neiros to be mayor these Yimei Choshech. Now the Pasuk says that these Yimei Choshech are supposed to be Nepach L'Sosin L'Simcha. But we know specifically, Asora B'Teves, there's another Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Perek Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vayidvar Hashem Elai, B'Shona Hatshiyas, B'Choydesh O'Asiri, B'Esra L'Choydesh Leimor, Ben Adam K'soiv L'Cho Eshem Hayoyim Es Etzem Hayoyim Azeh, Samach Melech Bavol L'Yishlaim, B'Etzem Hayoyim Azeh. The Pasuk says, B'Emes, three times B'Etzem Hayoyim Azeh. And that's why it's brought down. Asara B'Tevis is the only tzayim on our calendar that happens on a Friday. And the truth is, even if it would be chal on a Shabbos, it's brought down from the Avudraham, the Beis Yosef brings, even if it would be chal on a Shabbos, in our calendar it's not chal on a Shabbos, but even if it would be chal on a Shabbos, it would be takanoyig on Shabbos. Because it's not just tzayim ha'asiri in the chodesh ha'asiri. If it's al chodesh ha'asiri, fast a different day in the 10th month. But here it says, mefurish be'etzem ayayim hazeh, be'etzem ayayim hazeh, even if it would be on Shabbos. And what's so chomer about Asara B'Tevis that even if we'd be chal on Shabbos, we would make the tzayim. The Emes Dezach Chassam Sofer, he says that the ikar is that it's 98 days from Rosh Hashanah till Asara B'Tevis, and that's connected to Tzadi Ches Klolois of the Toichacha. But he says it's even more than that. The Chassam Sofer explains, Chodesh, Kislev, and Tevis are the 2 months that they can be both chaser, Cheshvin and Kislev, sorry, can be both chaser, or Echad Molei, Echad chaser, or both Molei. Both months could be 29 days, both months could be 30, or it could be one is 29, one is 30. And he says the ikar is that it's 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. When both chadoshim are chaser, then 98 days is yud b'tevis. When both are mole, then 98 days is ches tevis. When one is mole, one is chaser, then it's tes tevis. And he says these events, the matzah on Yerushalayim happened on Asara b'tevis, but that was the year when it was 98 days from Asara b'tevis. The year of Talmai of being Matargim the Torah was a year with 98 days was on Ches Tevis. And the year of Ezra Sofer or Oseish was a year when it was Taka Echad Mali Echad Chasr. The Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is the 98 days of the Klala. And we have to go counteract that. But it's brought down that Asara B'Tevis on one hand is Mamash the beginning of all the Puranas, the Motzar, the original siege. I saw brought down this Makairis that the Mechiris Yosef happened on Asara B'Tevis, but that's really the Haschol of the Puranas. And on the other hand, the Besura of the Geula is supposed to happen on Asara B'Tevis. The Chassam Sofer writes that that's why we fast even on Shabbos, because we're shtelling avek, that this is the Yom HaDin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide if he's going to bring the Geula or not. The Hachlot is every year again on Asara B'Tevis. Asara B'Tevis is the Tchilas, it's a full circle. It's the Tchilas HaInyan and the Sof HaInyan. And that's why it has a Bazundur HaChomer. And we'll fast and cry even on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer brings also, it says, Vayipol al Tzavri ben Yomin Achiv, Yosef and Binyamin are crying each on each other's Tzavar, remembering Churban Bayis and Churban Mishkan Shiloi. The Indian is because Yosef saw that the Churban happened because of Avas, of Sinas Chinam. And he now knows that the way to bring it back is Taka with Avas Chinam. The avoid is to bring it back with Avas Chinam, and we have to be Mishtadel, and even if it's Shabbos, that story with Yosef and Binyamin also, according to the Cheshbon, the way Chazal was on a Shabbos. Shabbos, normally you're not allowed to cry. But he cried even though it was Shabbos. They cried on the Churban even though it was Shabbos, because they realized that here is Tomun, here is the secret of this Inyan, that it has to be the Hisoyrus. The Hisoyrus has to come, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that to bring back the Or. We said that there are 98 days from Rosh Hashanah until Asara B'Tevis. But there's also a Cheshbon that there's 147 days. We know that Yaakov Avinu
in this week's parasha, 147 years, 147 days from Tisha B'Av all the way to Asara B'Tevis. And that's also reminiscent of the different parts of the Galus and the Hisoiris for the Geula have to be brought about in such a fashion. We have to know that it says also in the parasha, Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim Mechemenashe, that Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha, and Klal Yisrael took upon this, that all the doiris, the bracha that we give our children, that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe. Why not like Reuven and Shimon? Keruven v'Shimon and Yuli. But why when we give the bracha, we say Ephraim and Menashe? Ephraim and Menashe were in Golus. They grew up, they were born in Golus. And Afal Pikein, even though it was in the dark Golus, but there wasn't, you read the Sadoiris, Ephraim and Menashe remain on the same level, Keruven v'Shimon. That's what we have to hold on to, that we can connect back to our Friedeke doiris. And also a fascinating thing, Ephraim and Menashe could have been the ultimate kinah. Ultimate kinah, that Sik Elis Yodav. No, there was Avas Chinom. The Avas Chinom that could be between Ephraim and Menashe. That even though there was a mokum to have a kinah, and they were born in the Golus, and the Chor, they were next door. No, Yisimcha Lekim V'Ephraim and Menashe, that it should be that we should yet connect back to the previous generations, even though we're far away. And even if there's a mokim of kinah v'sinah to note, is to be marbe ba'av aschinom, and that will be the way how we could bring back the or and turn these yimei choshech into or, and they should be nepach l'sosayin l'simcha.